5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Wanted to try again, mind meld. Yesterday was the first time we have done it. Men versus women, in this case, is how we divided it at the beginning yesterday, though we mixed it up. So it'll start. Hot Wings and Steve will go first. Nay, the ladies may go first as the defending champions. Would you prefer to go first or second?
First is great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not really fair to let them go first. You should go first.
Yeah, since
you
were okay. We're the winners, so much better. We're women.
Yep. So here's how it works. I'm going to count to three, and Maitland and Kelly will say a word, any word that's on their mind at the same time.
Sure.
Then, unless they happen to say the same word on the first time, which would be weird, they will then take the two words said the second time and try to say the word that links the both of them. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you don't have to worry. This was for Steve yesterday. I didn't think about it, but you don't have to worry about the first two words that were said. Every time you do it, you're basing it on the most recent two words that were said.
Although I think it's normal to try and...
In a theme?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're like starting to trying to narrow from your starting point. Yeah.
Speak for yourself, losers.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep doing that.
Like, it didn't work out, so I don't know why I'm trying to defend it.
Yeah, no. I was just kidding. No. Sorry, I just wanted to be mean for a second. Get my competitive nature going.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Kelly and Maitland, mind meld. You get, after four, we cut you off, so it counts as a loss.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. One, two, three.
Coffee.
Coffee and lotion. What links coffee and lotion? One. Two, three.
Creamy. Smell. I was thinking creamy. Dang it. Dang it. Okay.
My word was creamy. That's funny.
Was it?
Creamy and smell.
Mm-hmm.
What links those two words?
Oh, no.
One, two, three.
Whipped cream.
Nose and whipped cream. Well, this is going to be hard. This is your last chance. One, two, three.
Ice cream. Oh. Dang it.
Ice cream. Hot chocolate. Sorry, on the previous one, we were looking for fart. All right. Hot Wings and Steve, a chance to go up 1-0.
Okay, great.
We got
the battle
this, man.
Of the sexes.
We got let me stand up.
We got this.
There we go.
Are you ready? Yeah. Let's see if you're any better. Because yesterday, Maitland and Kelly got some where they were successful. And I think neither of you would be offended if I said neither of you were ever close.
We kept getting further apart.
It seemed like it. Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Truck.
Truck and food.
Yeah.
Man. One, two, three.
Drive through.
Food truck and drive through.
Okay.
You're both on the hyphenated words. That's good.
Got this. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
One, two, three.
Hamburgers.
Oh! That's your favorite word for game.
I know. I tried to.
I was trying.
You shut it out. Last chance. Hamburgers and tacos.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Burritos.
Ribs. An entirely new category. All right. We remain tied at zero. Kelly and Maitland.
I love drive-through ribs. You can't get that anywhere, can you?
Oh, I'm sure somewhere you can, but I don't want them.
Like Fazoli's or something.
Yeah. Drive-through ribs.
Maitland and Kelly, ready?
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Baseball. I said table. You said baseball.
Table and baseball. One, two, three.
Place. Damn.
What did you say?
Base.
Base, and you said place?
Oh, plate.
Plates.
Oh, she said
plates.
That would have been.
Boy, I thought y'all had
that
it.
Was, yeah, that was good. A good one.
Because I was
like
home plate, but I thought base at first.
Okay, base and plates.
Okay. Base
one,
and plates.
Two, three.
White.
Sports. Oh.
Oh.
Getting further.
White.
White and sports.
Okay.
Well, I know what I would say next. One, two, three.
Lacrosse.
No, the answer was lacrosse or hockey. Those are the only two acceptable.
I don't know why that's...
Because they're white.
They're white sports. Sports for white.
Oh, ding. I'm in part of the joke now. Okay, cool.
All right, boys, chance to take the lead yet again.
We got this.
Hot Wings and Steve, let's see. Because it really seems like you're trying to screw each other sometimes when you play together on this game.
Sometimes.
Like, are you angry at each other?
Sometimes.
We just don't know. Ready?
Yeah, it does happen, yeah.
One, two, three.
Dinosaur.
Tree and dinosaur. Okay.
Okay. All right.
One.
Okay.
All right.
Two, three.
Brontosaurus.
Fern. Oh. I was going to say brontosaurus.
They eat trees.
Brontosaurus.
I went to a prehistoric
and fern. Plant, but... Steve said ribs for drive-through food. You think he's going to go back and think about prehistoric plants?
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. That's a good point. What did you say, Steve? Brontosaurus?
Brontosaurus.
And you said
fern. Oh, okay. Well, there's only one
it's
obvious
so
option.
Common. One, two, three.
Nature.
Hot Wings didn't go.
No.
You are eliminated. Tied at zero, we go to the last and final round of round three. Kelly and Maitland.
Okay.
We might keep going until you get this one so that there's a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Pumpkin. Eyes.
Pumpkin and eyes.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Scary. Round.
Oh.
Frown.
She said round.
Round and scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I swear to God, if you both say my name on this next one, I will punch you both. Round and scary. One, two, three.
Ghost. Oh, man.
Ghost?
I said ghost.
Ghost.
And Maitland, did you say a nonsense word also?
I said skull.
Skull and ghost. All right.
Yeah.
Ghost.
Okay.
Ghost and skull.
Good luck.
Okay, here
Fourth
we go.
Round.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Dead.
Yeah.
Dead. All right, they got it on the number four.
I can't believe on the second one you didn't get it by saying
jack-o'-lantern.
Yes! Oh, yeah!
Are you kidding me? Are you both of you? You really said jack-o'-lantern at the same time?
Yes.
You
too? We just did.
Oh, really?
I would have said Lewis.
All right, do it again then.
Yeah, you said eyes and pumpkin.
Oh, look, the one we won on, you guys had a better one. You could have won on. No.
Yeah, well, you just heard us do it.
You guys are ahead 1-0 and totally got mansplained. Yeah. And they're
by
right.
Someone who said skost.
Yeah.
But you haven't even gotten one in any of the times you played for two whole days.
But our example just now was right.
Yeah, but it was an example. How does that count as a win?
They might be right that you probably could have said jack-o'-lantern, but they still have no leg to stand on.
Yeah, no, try and win. All. If you win this round, it counts as five, and then you're ahead of me, Maitland.
Okay. All right.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
Freebeard, don't let me make rules.
Too late. You already did.
Foolish with your girl math.
Damn it.
That offer you just gave was free. Hot Wings and Steve.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mind meld. Say the same word at the same time. Ready? One, two, three.
Triangle.
Baseball. Triangle and baseball. Mm. One, two, three.
Square. Diamond.
Square and diamond.
So far.
It's amazing.
This is how it always is. See, our vocabularies are too big.
Yes, square and diamond. Elaborate terms. Square and diamond. One, two, three.
World Mound. Series.
Why you wouldn't say shapes when it's a square and a diamond? Oh.
You got to get it on this one. World Series and pitcher's mound?
I said mound.
Mound. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, got it.
If you get it on this one, you tie them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Trophy.
Out. Not even close. It's amazing.
We were in the ballpark.
It's like
you were literally in the ballpark.
It's almost like
time.
If you took somebody who spoke English but from the 1600s and had them talk to like a valley girl from the 80s. They're speaking the same language, but they don't know what the other one's saying.
They might be able to get a word here and there.
Right? Yeah. Gag you with a what? Well, congratulations, ladies. You remain the champions.
Congratulations, Wade.
Hey, look, there's a reason I'm hosting.
Congratulations,
Why not let the dumb kid run things?
Thanks, Scooby-Doo.
Congratulations.
I can't find my highway show.
I'm a sacrifice.
Scoob.
Go in your room. You're supposed to talk when spoken to.
When you said congrats.
No.
God, you didn't even get the metaphor right.
I am totally kidding, and it's not okay.
Nope.
That's for saying that I thought chins was my thinnest skin. I think you can take it.
Free beer, sweetie.